WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of stuff? I mean, seriously, there's always something new, shiny, and seemingly essential being shoved at us. Social media feeds overflowing with must-haves, emails promising the next big thing, ads that seem to know our deepest desires. It can be overwhelming, right? That's why today we're talking about mindful consumption, a superpower in disguise that can actually free you up from all that noise and bring more peace and clarity to your life. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh great, another preaky podcast, hear me out. This isn't about becoming a minimalist hermit living off the grid, although kudos to you if that's your jam. It's about making conscious choices about what we bring into our lives physically, digitally, and even emotionally. Think of it as training your mind to be more discerning, savvier even. Like a detective investigating all those tempting offers asking, do I really need this? Will it truly add value to my life? Or is it just another distraction pulling me away from what matters most? So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways to help you become a master of mindful consumption. 1. Identify your values. This is the foundation, folks. What truly matters to you in life? Is it experiences, relationships, personal growth, creativity? Once you know your core values, it becomes easier to spot things that align with them and weed out those that don't. Remember, a cluttered home reflects a cluttered mind. 2. Question your triggers. We all have them, those little nudges that make us want to buy something, even if we don't need it. It could be social pressure, a fear of missing out, or even just plain boredom. By becoming aware of your triggers, you can start to resist this siren call and make more rational decisions. 3. Practice the 30-day rule. Ever impulse bought something you later regretted? This rule is your best friend. Before making any non-essential purchase, wait 30 days. If you still truly want it after that time, then go for it. Often, the initial urge fades, and you realize you didn't need it after all. 4. Focus on experiences over things. You know that feeling of pure joy you get from a weekend getaway or sharing a meal with loved ones. Those memories last way longer than any material possession. Invest in experiences, build relationships, and create lasting moments that truly enrich your life. 5. Seek fulfillment beyond consumption. We're constantly bombarded with messages telling us that happiness comes from buying stuff. But true fulfillment comes from within. Find joy in your passions, cultivate gratitude for what you already have, and connect with your inner purpose. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're scrolling through social media, and bam, another ad pops up for the latest gadget everyone seems to be obsessing over. Your brain starts buzzing with, I need it, I must have it. But hold on, remember what we just talked about. You take a deep breath, remind yourself of your values, maybe it's creativity or connection, and ask, does this actually align with what truly matters to me? Will it enhance my life in a meaningful way? Chances are, the answer is probably no. So you close the app, knowing you've just dodged a potential pitfall and made a conscious choice that supports your well-being. D. Mindful consumption isn't about deprivation, it's about liberation. It's not just about what we buy, it's about how we live our lives. By practicing mindful consumption, you gain control over your choices, free up mental space, and create a life that is truly fulfilling. Remember, the best things in life aren't things at all, they're experiences, connections, and personal growth. So, are you ready to take charge of your consumption? Start small. Choose one area of your life to focus on this week. Maybe it's reducing impulse purchases or being more intentional about what content you consume online. Share your journey with me on social media using the hashtag #mentalfortitudedaily. Let's inspire each other to live more conscious, fulfilling lives. Until tomorrow, stay strong and keep striving for that mental fortitude. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.